Hi, I'm your host, Anna.
And I'm your host, John V. And you're listening to
Studio Weave! Hi, everyone. Welcome to our very first episode of Studio Weave, a podcast dedicated to anime and manga.
Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. here at Radio Laurier for a new episode, where we will talk all things anime. The way our show is structured foregrounds a different anime movie, or manga each week, which we will discuss in depth by engaging with it critically.
Today's episode is formatted a bit differently, as we thought it would be a good idea to just sit together, gush about anime as a way of like introducing ourselves to you, if anybody's listening. So you folks can get to know us a bit more and hopefully stick with us for as long as the show runs. Again, I'm Anna. I'm a fourth year film studies major, also minoring in women and gender studies, and self-proclaimed weeb.
And I'm John V, a fourth-year communication studies major, minoring in sociology.
Yeah, but
yeah, cool.
I don't know. It feels kind of special to do this with you because you and I met because of anime.
Oh yeah. So the first time we met. Yeah, do you want to tell them about us? 2018 September.
2018 September food truck festival.
International Laurier
orientation.
Yeah. International Laurier orientation. Yeah. I think we met by Shusano.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shusano was exchange student for a year. Yeah, and she's from Japan. And then she comes running to me out of nowhere. She's like, "Oh my God, Johnny, do you know like there's somebody I know who likes anime too?" And I was like, "Cool." And then I saw you sitting there like a weirdo, of course. That was the first time I saw you. I saw you at Laz the first time.
Yeah, but the first time we interacted was because Chisano dragged you to into like our conversation because you liked
anime. What did I ask you? Do you remember?
I honestly don't remember.
I think I remember.
I think we spoke like two words to each other and then you left.
Yeah, I mean I got other friends. I got other people.
I got stuff going on.
Yeah, I was still friends after
3 years. 3 years. 3 years.
God, the things I have to put up with. Oh my God.
But you know what's funny? Like, I've known you for 3 years. There are some things I have no clue about you.
Well, that's just sad. Because I think I know everything about you, so.
We'll find out right now.
Yeah, we'll find out, okay.
So we prepared a few questions about anime and, like, ourselves, I guess, that we're gonna ask each other. If you would like, feel free to join in the conversation.
Join in?
Like, you know, leave a comment or something, you know.
Leave a comment, subscribe.
I don't know how this works. We're very new to this, but we're trying our best.
So just a heads up, we prepared these questions, but we don't know what each of us answered. So we have the questions ready, but we're going to answer them, like, right now. Yo, I'm excited. Let's do this.
Okay, let's do it. What was your first anime? The first anime you've ever watched?
My first anime ever. Okay, I remember I went to the anime club at Laurier the first time, and this is what they asked everybody, and I said this anime name, and like literally nobody knows. It's called Welcome to the Ballroom. It's called Ballroom a Yokotsu or something like that.
I have never heard of it.
It's, oh my God, the characters in it, the storyline, everything, the dances, everything is, like, so good. It's like a ballroom anime. It's like a competitive ballroom dance anime.
That actually sounds pretty, like, interesting. Cool. It sounds really cool.
The art, the characters are so good. I really like it. Especially the music is so good. And their dances are so good.
I mean, it's a ballroom anime. Like, what else would you expect from it?
And I think it was that, and I don't know, I kind of like, I started watching this and another anime at the same time. It's called Beyblade Metal Fusion.
Uh-huh. Oh, Beyblade.
I love Beyblades. I love them. That's a good question. This was like, I want to say like 10th grade, when I was in 10th grade, so.
How old are you?
Like the 2016.
How old were you? 2016? Yeah, 10th grade, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2016.
Around that.
You?
No, okay, so when I was a child, not a child, but I was when I was a kid, there was like they would air anime every morning, and it was like I didn't know it was called anime, but I would watch it. So like my first contact with anime was like through Pokemon, Kirby, Sailor Moon, yes. Dragon Ball Z.
Me and my sister even used to watch it all the time.
Yeah, like the classic stuff. Even though like at the time I didn't really have time to watch it because it would literally air at like 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. And I had to leave for school at 7. And my mom sometimes wouldn't let me watch it. But that was like my first
contact. Wait, so like, you used to get up in the morning just to...
Yeah, I would. Oh my god. Because I had a friend who was into it too. And then we would like talk about it.
I mean, technically, if you say like that, Pokemon was my first anime too. But like, I wasn't like religiously watching it. Like, this was my first one. Like, Welcome to Ballroom was like my first religious anime. After that anime, I was like, I'm invested in anime. Mm. I'm like going deep into it. Mm-hmm. Nobody can stop me. Yeah.
I think for me, it was Naruto.
Oh,
it was during the Naruto craze. I'm basic like that.
Okay, so second question. What is your favorite popular anime?
My favorite popular anime? Mm-hmm. It is and will forever be Bleach. I love
Bleach. I haven't watched Bleach.
I know, and you know what? I can't.
I would not have expected you to say Bleach.
Out it's of my favorite anime ever.
I would
ever.
Have never guessed.
No, I was obsessed with it. I was literally obsessed with it. I love all the characters, and it's just, like, very dear to me. And I remember when it was cancelled, I literally cried. Like, I couldn't... I was gonna go out with my friends, and then I cancelled. Because I was, like, so sad. I was really sad I had to cancel.
Oh, my God.
But I would also say The Disastrous Life of Psyche K.
Psyche K? Oh my god. Psyche K is...
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's just, that's like my go-to anime to watch when I'm having lunch.
Yes. Yes. Especially when he eats the pudding.
Oh, the coffee pudding. The coffee pudding.
I want to eat it. Like, actually.
Oh, really?
I don't know where to get it.
Oh god, I hate coffee.
I don't know if I'll stop.
I don't like coffee.
You hate coffee?
Yeah, I feel like I'll win. Anyways.
My life runs on coffee.
That's not true. I don't see it. I live with you. I don't see you drink coffee. But and also Cowboy Bebop. But yeah,
I have to watch that.
You have to.
Oh my god,
I have to.
Believe.
Please.
For me, it was of course Beyblade Metal Fusion, because I had crazy, like, obsession with Beyblades. I know they used to sell it, and every time I used to go, I was like, "Mom, I want to buy it." She's like, "What is that? Like, what is wrong with you? Why?" And I used to, like, call their names, like, Pegasus, Aries. And they used to, like, battle. I used to battle with, like, guys who were 2 years younger than me.
Oh, my God.
Because they were into it. And nobody else was into it. So I was like, whatever.
Oh, that's that actually, like, that's a good segue into my other question for you.
What?
Have you ever been bullied because of that? Because you watch anime?
When I tell people that I like anime and I'm into it, they're like, what? How? Yeah. Why?
You?
You? What? I mean, yeah. I mean, after you get to know me a little more, you can see the little weeblets coming up. Yeah. But, like, I don't think so I've ever, like, actually... Because, like, most of the friends that... Like, most of the people I've been friends with, they kind of, like... They're weird in, like, anime too, so I don't really have a problem with that.
Yeah, birds of a feather.
Yeah, birds of a feather.
Actually, I have been bullied because I watch anime.
Story?
But
spill the
thing,
tea?
I think, I don't remember when this was, but I remember I was actually younger than this boy from school, and he would like follow me around.
What a creep.
I know.
Does he follow you around like an idol?
This is fan behavior. This was fan behavior. And he would follow me around, like, calling it, like, Pokemon names. And I was like, okay.
Go catch them all. Go
and
catch
I remember I had the Pokemon cards and everything. And I had a card that was really good. And the man's wanted to rob it. Like, what? The man's wanted from me.
Okay, I'm not kidding. I'm sorry. I'm going to cut you
right
here.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
I have, like, a booklet.
Yeah.
And it's like, it has all the anime. It has all the Pokemon cards.
Oh, I know what you're
all talking about. All the Pokemon cards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, literally, it's like so thick, and it has all the Pokemon cards. And actually, my sister has it. And my mom was going to sell, like, my mom was going
to
throw it.
No!
Yeah,
I'm going to mail it to you now. Oh my god.
And my sister's like, don't, do you know how much this is worth?
But, yeah, he wanted this Pokemon card I had. And then I got fed up one day and I threw him on the floor.
What?
I don't condone violence, okay? I don't condone violence.
How
Because he was in my no, because he was in my I don't know what to call. I don't know. It's a kind of like martial art. It's not martial art, but it's a.
So you used to go for those classes?
I used to. Like at school we had them.
God, aggressive.
No, it was so much fun, and then I just like
flipped over. Oh my god!
and then he stopped.
Wow. He
stopped. My power.
Oh my god. Who's gonna tell her?
Honest to god, this happened. Like, I'm not joking. What's your favorite underrated anime?
Okay, my favorite underrated anime for sure has to be Death Parade.
Oh.
It is. I watched Death Parade and the anime club the first time, and they were like playing it, and I just like go in because I didn't know they were gonna play this. And
what do you mean they were gonna playing
like,
it?
So we like okay, really first we selected a bunch of animes, and then we watched first episode of all of those animes, and then for throughout the term we plan to watch top 4 animes or top 3 animes, like one episode each, so we can complete it. Mm-hmm. In that term, and Death Parade was one of them, and I watched the first episode, and then so we selected that, and then I used to go there I think every Thursday to watch, and they used to like start Death Parade every time, and it was so good. Like, this anime is so good. This is the first anime in which the storyline was like so different, where dead people actually
is that a spoiler?
Go to a bar, like a literal bar.
Okay.
No, it's not a spoiler, it's just okay. Like a little intro. It's like that people go to a bar and they don't know that they're dead, and they play a game, and that game depends whether they like go in hell or heaven.
Okay.
I'm sorry if I'm not like giving a good summary of it, but
that's the gist of it. Yeah. No, that was good. I'm excited.
And the art and this opening song is pretty good, so I'm invested. And also, do you know Gakuen Handsome? Yeah, it was that anime with a bunch of guys in a school with weird chins.
You're so weird.
Oh my god. Okay. Guys, you have to watch it. Like, I'm not kidding. It's so fun. And each episode is like really short. It's like 5 minutes max. And it's so funny. Yeah, so those are my top two.
Where do you even like...
Long story. long story. Nat told me about it.
Oh, of course. Okay. I think currently, my favorite, like, underrated... I don't know if I can call it underrated because it's on Netflix. But,
which one is
all it? Of my friends who like anime have never seen it. So,
what's the name?
It's called Dorohedoro.
Oh, yeah,
the
I haven't
the
seen
The crocodile.
It.
Is it a crocodile or alligator? I actually don't know the difference.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. But the one with the mans with the alligator.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's so gory.
Wait, is it with the one with the
the
face?
Yeah.
And then he's with the girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, the I watched. Girl. I think you told me to watch it. I watched one episode of it.
Yeah.
It was pretty good though.
It's so good.
It's pretty good.
You have
but
to finish
I have to finish it. Yeah. It's pretty good. I like this story. It was like with the like magic and shit, right?
Yeah. And the art is really really nice.
Yeah, I like the art style.
And it's so weird. Like the story. It's so weird.
Yeah, I didn't understand. It was, I was like, what?
You have to stick with it.
Like, inside the alligator thing, like, there's a face.
Yeah, so basically, like, it's the story of a man who, like, oh god, I don't want to embarrass myself. I forgot, but he's trying to find out what happened to his head. Because, like, one day he woke up and he had an alligator head instead of his own.
Wow.
And that's why he's trying to figure out like what happened to his head, like what happened to him, that kind of thing. But it's just really nice.
If you could be transported into the universe of an anime, which one would it be?
I'm gonna repeat one of my answers now and say I would love to be in the same universe as like Psyche.
Oh my god.
Psyche.
Imagine you meeting Psyche.
You wouldn't give a shit.
He'd be like, who is this?
Yeah.
He'll be like, he is with that girl who always tries to get his attention. Yeah. And he's like, no.
No. No, but I wouldn't want to live there if I had psychic powers too. Like, I would love that. I would love that. But also, I think I would love to be transported into, like, the universe of Yuri.
What is that?
It's like a slice of life anime. about like these four girls who like they become friends and they create something called an amusement club. So all they do is like chill together.
What was the name again?
Yuru Yuri. But it's just so much fun. I'm like, I want to be with these girls kind of thing.
Oh my god. For me, it would be definitely Jujutsu Kaisen or Demon Slayer. Because I really like the action part. Like if I were a Demon Slayer, I would be super cool.
Okay.
Like,
sure.
Okay, the fantasies.
You think you'd be able to fight?
Of course, the fantasies. Yeah. Oh my god. The fantasies I had before, like, after I watched that movie, and, like, watched the series, and after I went to sleep, I was like, oh my god. I was literally, like, imagining myself with a blade and slicing demon's head off. But I'll probably die in, like, you know.
Oh, but I think, you know, the coolest thing about like living in the world of Jujutsu Kaisen would be
what?
Having your own like what is it called, like your own realm.
Yeah, like making they're having your own powers to like,
yeah, but like, your own realm, you know, when they expand. I forgot what it's called. Oh my god, I'm a fake. But you know what I'm talking about, when they like expand.
That would be like, so imagine cool. All the powers.
Yeah, like, I don't know, I'm like trying to imagine. Mine would be full of rats.
Yeah, you'd be a rat.
Full of rats.
Yeah. I see it.
No, yours would be like a goblin house kind of
mine
situation.
Would be a goblin house. I'll literally go and scare
people. Mine would be just a sewer. And all the rats. So like, I feel like that would be so much fun.
Oh my god.
What major character death made you cry the most?
Okay. I don't know if I should. Okay. It's for sure, I'm gonna say Demon Slayer, where the movie,
yeah,
when somebody dies in the movie.
Oh, okay, no spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think everybody knows, like, people have watched it, probably, like,
no. I haven't watched it yet. And there might be people listening who
yeah, they might come for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The spoiler.
Yeah, the one
we'll
from.
We'll keep this episode spoiler free.
I think I want to say one more. I won't say who, what, where, but Demon Slayer the movie, and the second one is Banana Fish.
Oh, I already know about Banana Fish. Okay,
like,
but people might not.
People might not know about Banana Fish because you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I cried so bad. I was so mad. Like, you have no idea, because I had no idea what was going to happen. When I saw, like, I think for Demon Slayer I knew, but for Banana Fish I did not.
Okay.
And I was watching it, and literally at the end of, like, every episode, I was like, why? Why? Why did I even start watching this anime? For what? But it's so good.
I think for me, it was Jiraiya from Naruto.
Oh my god,
yes! It was so emotional.
Yes, for me too.
It was so emotional. I literally couldn't stop crying.
Especially when Naruto was, like, all, like, the flashbacks.
Did you watch Naruto?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
I watched bits and pieces of it.
Yeah, okay. But that was I remember that being very emotional. And the other one is Koto Sensei from Assassination Classroom, which
I have to.
And this is not a spoiler, because the whole premise of the anime is they have to kill him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but when it actually happens, you're like. Didn't really have to happen. Anyways.
What was the... Yeah. So, what is an anime everyone likes but you can't stand?
I feel like people are gonna come for me. Because, literally, I can't do it.
Oh my god. I don't like
Attack on Titan.
Oh.
I don't like it. I'm so sorry. You can send me all the hate emails now.
It's okay. For me, okay, I don't have like a particular anime that I don't like, but I have a particular character that I don't like, and people are gonna come for me. It's Sasuke. I cannot stand Sasuke literally, I just can't.
Yeah.
I don't know why. There's like something about this man that just pisses me off every time I see him.
It's
just his being.
People
are gonna come for us.
I don't mind him, but like, I don't.
Yeah, I don't mind him. But
he pisses me off so much.
He pisses me off to next level.
So much. I can't.
Due to reasons, which of course I won't be discussing right now because we have questions. It doesn't matter.
He's just a brat. Like, why does he... Anyway, like, I understand his motives, but at the same time...
And he does, like, he does weird things every time. I don't know, I just don't like it.
It just pisses me off. What anime you watched that turned out to be better than you expected?
Ancient Manga Sprite.
Mangus, right?
Mangus. Ancient Mangus, right?
Not Mangus. Mangus.
Mangus. Ancient Mangus, right? And Cells at Work. Cells at Work, when at first, I was like, what is that? Like, I didn't understand, because they were, like, inside the body.
Yeah.
Red blood cells.
Yeah. Like, biology shit.
It was biology shit. And I was like, what is that? Like, why? And as a kid, I did, like, biology, but...
No.
Yeah, but, like, yeah... But my dreams were crushed. But anyways, I watched Ancient Manga's Bride. And Cells at Work. Those two, like, yes, for sure. Like, going into it, I was like, what is that? But after I watched, like, after the second episode, I was invested. I was like, I'm gonna literally watch this every day. I think Cells at Work is also my... comfort anime. Like, I'll just turn to that if I have nothing to watch. I'll just, play it in the background. What about you?
I think, for me, you can...
What is it?
You can be surprised by this answer. But, actually, Tokyo Revengers.
Tokyo Revengers, I love it, but...
Yeah. I didn't like the first episode. I thought it was gonna be shit.
But
I love it now. Like, I love it so
much. Tokyo Revengers is so good.
It's so good, but I didn't like the first episode.
Why didn't you tell me you didn't like the first episode?
Remember, like, when we watched it, the first episode, I was like, I don't know for sure if I want to keep going. But I gave it a try, and I'm glad I did, because I love it.
I would literally... Like, I would be so mad.
No, I absolutely love it.
Because, like, I really like the anime.
Yeah, no, I love it so much now. And the second one is actually High-Rise Invasion.
I still don't like it.
Oh.
I only just watched the first episode.
Yeah, like, the first episode is a bit weird. The whole series is weird, but I don't know, there's just something about it that I like. There's something about it that makes me happy. I think it's the gore.
Oh my god.
I love anime.
Bro, I'm sorry. I just literally, like, right now while we were talking about High-Rise Invasion, I kind of, like, got my answer to the question that you asked about what is an anime everyone likes but you can't stand.
Yeah.
You're gonna hate me for this.
Okay.
It's the Egg Priority.
No! No!
It's the Egg Priority!
I don't like it! I don't like it!
You're not allowed to dislike that. The
name of the anime was
Wonder Egg Priority. You told me to watch it. I watched it. I was like, what is this? I did not like it at all.
You're not allowed to dislike
it. Like, a few episodes I liked it, but towards the end I was just like, you know what? I don't like it anymore.
No, you're not allowed to dislike it.
I dislike it. Well, I'm sorry.
You don't have any taste.
You don't have any taste! Oh my god.
Tasteless.
Okay, so next question. What characters would you kill or die for? What did I write
to you? I actually have a pretty long
list. Oh my god. I have
a long
list. I just literally have... Okay, I'll go first because mine is short.
Okay.
It's Maid-sama, Takumi Usui, and Misaki Aizawa. Oh my god. These two characters from Maid-sama, I would literally do anything to protect them.
Fair.
I love it. I just love it. It's so good. When I first started watching the anime, I was like, what is this? Whatever. And then after the first, as soon as the first episode ended, I binged it.
Oh.
Yeah, I binged the whole thing.
But it's not a long anime, right?
Yeah, no, it's not. But oh, it's so good. What about you? What?
It's not a long list, but it's like a long
Of course it's not long. Okay, say it.
Okay, first one. Maki from Jujutsu Kaisen.
Oh my god, Maki! I love her so much!
Anyways, Ririka from Kakegurui.
Oh my, of course, Ririka, of course.
So I can't.
When she moved with her mask, I was literally like, I don't know why I thought she would say Mary, because she's a...
Mary can fend for herself. Like, I love Mary, but she can fend for herself. I would kill for Ririka. Draken from Tokyo Revengers.
Who? Draken! When I first saw him, I was like, no, I don't like him. Because the first time he entered, he, like, punched this man out of nowhere. And he's like, whatever. And then I was like, no, I don't vibe with him. But after that, whenever he appears, I'm like, oh my god, Draken, you can't.
Yeah.
I will literally protect you. Like, you can step on me.
Literally. oh my god, there's just something about him. Like, you don't expect him to be...
To be, like...
As sweet and like, soft, considerate, but like, he's still... But he is.
It's like he does it at the most unexpected moments.
Yeah. Yeah, and like he is the...
It's like you can count on him.
He's literally the heart of the gang.
The heart of the gang, yeah.
He's the heart of the gang.
Without him, they would like just perish.
Yeah, literally. Literally, the other guy.
Yeah, the other guy would just... Oh my god, I had
his best friend.
Who else?
Integra. Helsing.
What's that?
It's from Helsing. She's from Helsing. I just love her character. And Ed from Cowboy Bebop, you know, the one with the red hair?
Yeah.
I love Ed. And Legoshi from Beastars.
I'm never going to watch Beastars.
Oh my god, but you're...
I don't know what. It's just that... I don't know why I don't... I'm just, like, so against them watching it.
It's just... Do you like Zootopia?
Yeah,
it's like Zootopia for adults.
I know, but I just don't like... I don't know.
You have to get
it. I just don't want to start it.
But the art is so pretty, and the story is...
I know,
is
like, there are many
good
people who like it, but yeah. I don't know how to feel about it.
Yeah, that's what... You know what? That's okay. Who is your favorite villain?
Oh, my God. Hisoka Moro.
Okay.
From Hunter x Hunter.
Okay.
And... Muzan from Demon Slayer. I know. People will hate me for this. But Muzan is like... When he first came, I was like, oh my god, who is this? Like, his appearance, his charismatic presence.
What?
He looks like Michael Jackson. There's like a meme of Muzan looking like Michael Jackson.
Oh, really?
And plus, he's the strongest demon that everybody wants to kill. And also... Dio from JoJo.
Oh, yes!
Dio from JoJo.
Yes!
Oh my god. Like,
yes.
Jotaro and Dio.
Yes.
I just don't know who to pick. They're both just like...
I pick Jolene every day.
I pick Jolene every day, but...
Anyways,
what about you?
My favorite villains. This one's a bit of a spoiler, but not really, because this anime is old as hell, so if you haven't seen it, that's on you. But one of my favorite villains ever is Kyubei from... Madoka Magica.
You know the.
Yeah,
the Madoka Magica. Yeah, I know it, yeah. But I haven't watched.
It's so good. It's so good. And Kyubei's one is the main villain, right? Anyways. Also, all of the Akatsuki from Naruto. I just love the Akatsuki.
Oh.
But especially Pain, cause
I like Pain too. Yeah.
I love Pain.
Yeah.
Oh, not like that. The character!
Wow, somebody's...
And, and
somebody's telling everything.
I didn't mean to put this down so personal. What is going on? And the two villains from Bleach that I absolutely love, Uru Kyoto and Grimmjow. You won't know who they are.
I won't know who they are, yeah.
But oh my god.
So for the next question, what is your favorite manga? So, for me, it will probably be Papa Wolf and the Puppy and Nanhao and Shangfeng. Nanhao and Shangfeng is so good. Like, the art style of this manga is so good. The storyline is over the top. I love it. Because they're, like, a little... So, like, each chapter is in and of itself. They're, like, short. So, yeah, they're, like, self-contained, but they're, like, also connected in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so good. I just love it. I just love that manga. And I would recommend everyone to go and check it out. What about you?
My favorite manga are... There's one called Stargazing Dog.
Mm-hmm.
I think you would like it.
Because
It's so cute and it always makes me cry. Obviously, because like, if it has dogs in it.
Oh, wow.
Anyways. I love Berserk. Like, the anime for... Sorry, the manga for Berserk.
Mm-hmm.
Girls Last Tour, obviously.
Yes, of course.
It's one of my favorite things ever, and I highly recommend it to everybody. Have you seen or read Nana?
No.
So good too.
Girls Last Tour also has like an anime.
Right? Yeah, it does. I actually didn't see the anime.
I just read the manga.
Oh. But I saw clips of the anime. And I heard the opening song for it, so good, but anyways, and also anything by Junji Ito, like I, I'm gonna be basic again, but Junji Ito is my man, and I will.
Wow, of course.
I will read anything this man makes. Spirited Away or Howl's Moving Castle?
No, we can't. I can't do this. I literally can't pick. I literally can't pick. Because Howl from Howl's Moving Castle, who would say no to Howl? Literally, I will literally want to grow old just so I could go inside his little moving castle. And Haku from Spirited Away and No Face from Spirited Away, I will literally stay in that anime forever and ever.
I really do like Spirited Away, but
no,
I like Howl's Moving Castle just kind of a bit more.
No,
it's because I don't know. Like Andrew, I like both so much, but
Howl's just if I has had a little, to pick, yeah, just yeah. Like,
if I had to pick, I'd probably go with Howl's Moving Castle.
It was like kind of weird when I first started watching Howl's Moving Castle. It was just like out of nowhere, this girl just turns old, and yeah. I'm like, what is going on? And then when Howl enters, I was like, oh my god, who is that?
Who is this?
And all the other characters too, they're pretty like
the flame. Oh my god, what?
I like it when they're in the little house and it's just moving.
Yeah.
And it's just like all safe and one place. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so nice.
It feels cozy.
Yeah, it feels cozy.
Yeah, like, Howl's Moving Castle feels cozy, but Spirited Away feels like very strange. Like, cause the world is so strange.
Yeah, I like the scene from Spirited Away. I like is, you know, where she's sitting outside, just looking outside, and there's like the water, and she's eating this bun.
Yeah.
Before they go to sleep in her night suit. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, that scene, just like, I love that scene. I would just like pause and just stare at that scene for a while.
For me, it's the when her parents become pigs. I love that scene.
What?
Right at the beginning. I just, it's so good.
I felt so bad for her.
Like the scene is so like it's so disgusting. Like I don't know, it's just a movie, but it I don't know. Like
when her parents
it just provokes into- like a visceral reaction from you, you know what I mean?
That scene literally like remind me of my past where I used to go. I used to go out with some of my friends in a little festival or like, you know, exhibition or something.
Yeah.
And I used to get lost and I couldn't find them. That scene reminded me of that.
Okay.
childhood trauma.
Oh god, I'm sorry. You know, I just love it because it's so disgusting. It makes me feel things. I'm like, oh my god, I love it.
God. On that topic, what is your favorite anime movie? Oh my god, I got a lot. I'm sorry, can I go first?
Yeah, you can go first.
A Silent Voice! A Silent Voice, people, if you're hearing me, even if there's like one listener, just, I'm telling you, if you haven't watched Silent Voice, I tell you, please, please, I call upon you, please go and watch it. A Silent Voice, that anime is literally, I would do anything to erase my memory and go watch that anime all over again and feel the same way. Especially that scene. This one scene where there's like firecrackers going off. And I don't know. Okay, I don't want to spoil it, but it's a really nice scene. And there's like too many emotions going on in that scene when you like watch it. It's just the whole anime is so good and it's so well formulated. And there's like a character development, like for the man, like he actually grows up to be something,
okay,
rather than just being a bully, you know. And it's I love that anime so much. I mean the movie so much. It's so good. You guys have to go and watch it.
Yeah. Anyways, it's a really good movie.
It's so pretty, especially all the train scenes. Oh, and all the fishes, like, you know, where they're feeding the fishes. Oh my god, it's so good. I love it. Okay, what about you?
I have two answers for this question. First one, obviously, Perfect Blue.
Oh my god. Yes. We watched this a few weeks back.
Yeah.
Because I didn't watch it and she made me watch it. It was pretty good.
It was so good.
It was actually good.
Well, I'm biased because I love anything. Okay, I'll just change my answer. Can I change my answer to like anything by Satoshi Kon?
Oh, okay.
I love all of his movies. And the other one I was going to say is like a classic, but Akira.
Oh.
Have you seen it?
I have to watch it.
It's
I can't believe I haven't watched it.
I don't know if you're going to like it, but the vibe is just,
I know the vibe of an anime. Like yeah. once it gets yeah. you, yeah. you're invested.
I
love the little vibes of the yeah. anime. Like the especially that vibe, you know, when we were watching Tokyo Revengers and yeah. it was like the summer vibe going on.
Yeah. Oh my
like,
god.
The little
yes, the cicada.
The cicada and then and the little fan and then
yeah.
just like
yeah, we're talking about
this man's in his shorts.
Yeah.
And I there's like the news summer. Going and then they sit near the vending machine.
Yes.
And eat ice cream.
Yeah.
Oh.
I love that.
I love that.
Ah,
that aesthetic is so
good. But an anime too for like anime, especially movies, I guess. No, not just movies, but I really love cyberpunk anime. Cyberpunk anime is
yeah,
everything to me.
Cyberpunk.
And that's like Akira. It's just so amazing. Yeah, you have to watch it because it's a classic. Uncultured.
Okay. Wow.
Okay, but what's your favorite Studio Ghibli movie?
For me, of course, Spirited Away. And I think a little of Ponyo too. Like, I'm confused.
Ponyo?
Ponyo is so cute.
Ponyo is really
so cute. I love the little, like, hill, like, the little house at the top of the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, my favorite part! My favorite part is when, you know, when they come and then she makes honey and milk and mm-hmm. the ramen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, this so... I love that part. I don't know, I just love that part.
Yeah. It's a Studio Ghibli food.
It's like the little cozy environment
yeah.
and then
yeah.
they eat this little hot food.
It's cute.
Yeah, it's like really cute.
Yeah. I think for me, if it's not Grave of the Fireflies, because it gets me every time.
I didn't complete it. I watched half of it. Guess what? I still have to watch the other half. You know what? I'll probably watch it today.
Okay.
I'll probably watch it after.
You should. You should. Because don't watch it if you don't want to cry, though. Because I'm not someone who cries easily with movie, but this movie...
Yeah, I know. This movie, like, a lot of people cried.
I'm
going to watch it. You know what? I'm going to watch it.
Well,
I have to finish it. Because I'm already halfway there, so...
And if it's not Grave of the Fireflies, then it's Nausicaa.
I have to watch Nausicaa.
Nausicaa is... I don't know. I just... I guess, like, the main character is so relatable.
Is Nausicaa cyberpunk?
What? Cyberpunk? No.
Yeah. Oh.
It's like... It's... I actually know how to categorize it. It's like... it's future... it's
futuristic?
Like post-apocalyptic in a way.
Oh.
But, it's a genre of its own. It's like... It's fantasy. But, like, the message... It's so pretty, and I connect with it, so that's why it's my favorite,
okay.
alongside Grave of the Fireflies.
Which I will watch. My next question is, which anime has the best soundtrack? You go first.
No, you're gonna roast me for this again.
What?
But, okay, I'm biased, but I have to say Bleach.
Oh my god, of course.
I love all of the
of
openings.
Of course.
I love the I have... It's so good. But also Black Butler.
Yeah. Of course.
Oh my god, the first opening song. It's one of my favorite songs ever. So Bleach and Black Butler for
okay.
me.
And for me, it's Life is Hard for an Otaku.
Mm.
Cause I really love the song. I knew make TikToks of it.
Uh-huh.
And also Rent a Girlfriend. I really like the two opening songs of like these two animes. I don't know, it's just something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I would not skip it. I will like watch it before.
Yeah, your full opening.
Yeah.
What's your anime OTP?
OTP. Yeah. Okay, for me it's Manjiro and Dragon from Tokyo Revengers.
No.
And also Eiji and Ash from
Banana
Fish.
Wait, did you say No, they're besties. You can't ship them.
Of course I can.
No, you can.
I can do whatever.
Oh my god.
Why not? They literally like...
They're besties.
So what?
Oh my god.
So what?
No, they're besties.
So what?
Oh. Well, my OTP is canon. Okay. It's the two protagonists from Bloom Into You. Where you and Nanami.
Wow. Of course.
Of course.
So what character would you like to cosplay someday, if any?
You go first. No, you go first. I have a few.
Okay. Sebastian from Black Butler.
Oh!
And Midari from
Kakegurui.
I think I'm gonna rock Midari.
We're gonna do that.
I would. Yeah, we're gonna do that.
No, but I'm gonna be Midari.
No, I'm gonna be Midari.
What do you mean?
Who do you think? Who do you think I could pull off Midari better than me?
That's true. You're a bit.
Yeah.
You know. I have free answers.
Oh my god. Okay.
Cherry Blossom from Skate the Infinity.
Oh.
Yeah, the one with the pink
hair. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is so pretty. Benten from Cyber City Oedo 808. It's a really long name.
Yeah.
Cyber City.
Okay.
I'll show you him.
Yeah, show you
and,
him.
And Ikuto Tsukiyomi. But like, I aspire to be this man. Okay. I aspire to be this man. Okay, I need to know. Who's your anime waifu?
Nora!
I hate this. Okay, go. This is so crazy.
Okay. For the people who haven't watched After Rain, please go watch it. This anime is so good. I don't know. Okay, I have mixed view. I have mixed, I don't know if people mixed like reviews. It or not. Like, yeah, mixed reviews. After Rain, Akira Tachibana from After Rain. And Komi from Komi Saikan Communication.
She's a child. She's a high school student.
Yeah.
For me, there's only one waifu for me.
Who?
There's only one waifu Who? For me.
Say it.
And that's Matsumoto from Bleach.
Oh my god.
No, I seriously have to. Well, I need to pause and show you her. That was a necessary intermission.
Okay, so what anime character is most similar to you in terms of personality?
Oh, I'm saying.
I don't
my
know
answer is like about you, right?
Yeah, but I couldn't think.
Okay,
of
well, I'm gonna tell
just
you
like,
what
my
I...
brain just like my brain cells died.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you what anime character I think you resemble in terms of personality, obviously.
Okay,
and that's Rika Kawai from One Direct Priority, actually.
Which one is she? Which
the one with the blonde hair with the pink streaks.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, you remind me of her. That's not a bad thing. I like all the characters. They're really nice.
Wow.
But you remind me of her.
And what do you...
And
what
for
you...
myself, I wrote Konata from Lucky Star and Ed from Cowboy Bebop. Like, Konata when I'm like... chill, like just be myself, and Ed when I'm like excited. What did you write for yourself?
I didn't. I can. My brain was just like, my brain wouldn't work.
Oh, you didn't write anything?
Yeah, I just shut off. Yeah, I didn't write anything.
Which anime character would you buy a body pillow of?
I love this question so much.
No,
I love this question. Of course,
you were gonna think for Bird.
Okay, I know.
Oh my God.
Marine Kitagawa from My Dress Up Darling.
Child.
I don't know. I still have to watch the anime, but I've seen the trailer and I was like, okay. And oh also Usui from Maid-sama.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I would buy his body pillow for sure, 100%.
Fair.
And what about you?
I didn't write anything because I refused to.
That's not fair!
Okay, but I have my answer.
You better say it.
I have my answer.
Okay.
I think it would be either you. I think it would be Hilda from Beelzebub.
Mm-hmm.
If you, oh my gosh, I have to show you Beelzebub.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna have to say Lucy from Fairy Tail.
Oh my, really?
Yeah.
What the hell?
She's so cute. She's
yeah,
so cute.
I know, but she's not your type.
What do you know about my type? No, I just like her.
Okay, cool. Fair enough.
Okay, anyway.
Moving on. Do you think you'll ever stop watching anime?
Nar. Honestly, like, for a while, I actually thought I was going to.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Okay, for me too. Me too for a while.
But now...
That time, I, like...
Nah, I don't see that happening.
After, like, that time, I was more invested in, like, K-pop and K-drama and everything.
Yeah, just other things. I had other stuff going on, but then I realized that anime made me happy.
Yeah, so, anime literally is, like yeah. If I'm feeling low, I'll turn to that and just pull up something and watch.
Yeah, it feels good to watch anime, so I don't think I'll ever stop. Like, my children are gonna watch anime. because I'm going to force them. Oh, if they don't watch
I'm scared. I'm scared.
What children? My dogs are going to watch. Anyway. Free time.
Hmm?
Your free time. Do you read manga or you watch anime?
I watch anime. Yeah.
I think for me it depends. If it's during the day, I'm going to watch anime. If it's at night, like before bed, then I'm going to read it. I'm going to read manga. Because I like reading before bed. It's a good habit.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't vibe with reading.
I
still don't know how I'm a comm major, but anyways. Okay, so who do you think would be your anime best friend? Anime bestie?
Okay, go
first. I don't even know if I... Oh, I said Midari. What the? Me and Midari would be literally vibing
it's
anywhere
soulmates.
And anywhere.
Bro, soulmates. I can see that, actually. I don't know. I think I would vibe with the girls from One Direct Priority. And also the girls from K-On. I've been a band. I would love to be in a band. That's why I put K-On.
I see it.
But I would also want to be, like, besties with the Tokyo Revengers people.
Yeah! Oh my god, Tokyo Revengers! That's what I was gonna say. Tokyo Revengers, I want to be in that gang. I want to be a part of it.
They do horrible things, but yes, I want to be part of it.
Yeah, I want to be part of it. Like, please recruit me. I will be a really good invest.
A good member, yeah.
Good member, yeah.
Because, like, they might be in a gang, but they're good people.
They're good people. They don't, like...
I think would vibe.
They wouldn't go on bullying people or, like...
Yeah, like, for the sake of it, no.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any favorite sidekicks or pets from anime?
No, not really. I was gonna say Gigi from Kiki's Delivery Service.
Yeah.
But Gigi, after a while, she just didn't talk. So I was like,
yeah,
what?
But that's the character development.
I know, but she's
like, I know,
and she's like, no.
Which is like sad.
I know.
I wrote Ayn from Cowboy Bebop.
I thought about that. Yeah, the dog, yeah.
Because he's super smart and he's super cute.
So leading on, what anime tattoo would you get?
This is our last question, actually. Yeah.
What anime tattoo would you get? I know you have a couple.
You know, I have plans to get anime tattoos. I want to get a panel from Girls Last Tour. Like, the very last one.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get that tattooed somewhere. I don't know where yet. But I want to get the panel from Girls Last Tour. And, but I would also get... I would get something from Cowboy Bebop. And... from Cyber City, and maybe like Totoro.
Yeah, oh my god, I was gonna say Totoro too. I want like Totoro, a little Totoro, yeah. With the leaf umbrella thing.
Yeah,
and also that I want so like cute. The traveling suit from Spirited Away.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know, I want something like small and nice that screams anime.
Yeah,
like,
it screams I'm a weeb. Soon, when I have the money.
Mm.
So,
which will be never, because you're always broke.
Yeah. Unless someone wants to sponsor us.
No,
no, we're doing this for free. We're doing this for fun, so.
Yes.
And we wouldn't have it any other way.
Because we don't have anything better to do.
We could be watching anime, but we're
talking
about
true.
Anime. Anyway,
we gotta spread the word.
Yeah, we gotta spread the word.
We gotta give our opinions that no one asked for.
Well, that's the end of it. Starting from next week, we're gonna be focusing on a different anime
each week. Yeah.
And like delving deep into like
plotline, characters,
yeah.
Theme,
all the fun stuff. So
I was just saying like that.
All the fun stuff
going on.
So thank you for listening. Yeah, this is Anna.
And this is Janvi.
And we're signing off. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. And stay hydrated. Or else. Goodbye. Yare, 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 yare.